Track 4, The Demolished Country House.
You should now be standing on the abbey lawn where the ground gently slopes away.
This is how far the country house extended before it was demolished in the 1950s. The long gallery would have extended out to this point. Above that was the king's bedroom suite, richly ornamented in white and gold and redecorated every time he visited. There was no expense spared, and a private phone was installed for the king. He slept in this room with his little dog, a white terrier who wore a silver collar with the inscription, "My name is Caesar and I belong to the king." Sir George Savile's bedroom, in contrast, contained a stone Tudor fireplace with a carved oak chimneypiece, portraying figures of owls and grotesque faces and cherubs' heads. In the centre of the chimneypiece was a richly moulded plaster panel of the Savile arms, with the motto, "Be fast." Lady Savile's bedroom was also in this area, as her lady's maid will now explain.
My Lady Savile's bedroom would have been in this part of the house. As her lady's maid, I was a senior servant, reporting directly to her, but I still ranked beneath the housekeeper. My main job was to be a Lady Savile's private servant. I accompanied her when she travelled and performed secretarial duties. I was employed directly by Law and Lady Savile themselves, rather than by the butler or housekeeper. My salary was £25 a year. My duties included helping my mistress with her appearance, including makeup, hairdressing, clothing, jewellery and shoes. I was also responsible for removing stains from clothing, sewing, mending and altering garments as needed. I would also bring my mistress breakfast in her room and run her bath. As soon as my mistress departed her room in the morning, I would tidy and refresh all belongings and articles under my care. A shuttle broom would get stale throughout the night, so a good airing was the first area of duty. I would throw the windows open and throw the bed curtains. Any clothes that remained outside of the closet were put away in the dressing room. Any accessories associated with washing my lady were also cleaned and put away.
Make your way back towards the building and go down the steps on the left-hand side and enter the first doorway on your right.